So let's jump right in. How would you define community?
roughly speaking, a group of people, I guess two or three people that have something in common or have some kind of interest in common, or want to work towards a common goal. Like, yeah, I tend to shy away. Right. Yeah, I tend to shy away from these kind of definitions.
But, strikes me as somewhat similar to, I believe there was a definition of what a church is somewhere. There's like two or three people gathered together.
Okay, I'm not religious, so that's quite funny that it has come up.
Yeah, no, it's funny, right? Like, there's, I think it's basically whether people are coming together for whatever reason, right? That makes it a community. And so, and so historically, I think religious things were perhaps one of the few communities that were created. And nowadays we have both in person, but also especially with the internet, this chance to build communities about just about any interest, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what first got you interested in community building?
I never thought of community building like as I was growing up or anything like that. I wasn't really aware of it, especially as like a career or anything like that. But I still live in Brighton, but in Brighton, in my hometown, there were a bunch of, I was kind of working as a tester, and there were kind of just like local tech and geek things happening in my town. And that kind of appealed to me, and I started attending some stuff. And after attending some meetups and a couple of conferences, I was like, I could do something. What could I do? So I started to meet up myself, and that kind of, was, I guess, the next step up. And I kind of got a buzz out of it, but I still didn't really call it community building at that point. I was more thinking, oh, this is just a meetup and it's fun.
Sure.
And then around the same time, I learned about Seth Godin. I like read all his books, and he's kind of community stroke marketing, vibe going there. And
right.
that kind of stuck with me, kind of like building communities inspired me, and also just like, I guess, kind of like doing marketing kind of stuff with the, with the right kind of mindset, an ethical mindset.
Your tribe, right? I believe is how Seth Godin refers to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it feels like that's something, I grew up, in a number of places, moved around a bit, quite a bit growing up. But I felt like being in a small town, especially, one hard thing was that there weren't many people with similar interest, and that was sort of an appeal of moving to a city or, of course, of the internet. Is that there are more communities around specific interest. And how do you feel like the dynamics are different there with local in-person meetup-based communities versus sort of global online-based communities?
It's a great question, because I think they're both powerful, but kind of like in very different ways. I'm yet to match that same feeling that you get from an in real life event than you do like from an online event. You just can't match it. And I think online stuff is great for certain things, like like learning stuff, or consuming a video to kind of learn something, or things like that. And that's, that's a form for me of community building. And like in my days of doing meetups, would still happen, I guess, or happen pre-pandemic, people would host meetups and have talks. And, I guess like if I'm looking to the future, I think that will probably, I'm guessing that will change. Like, like for me is that I'm not sure if I'm interested to go to a meetup to watch someone talk about something. Or maybe I am, but just not nearly as much as meetups used to kind of do that. But to get back to the point of like in real life and online, it's like in real life, you make these real connections super fast, or, you know, you feel the intensity and you can build, I feel like you can build relationships a lot quicker. Whereas with online, it's like, you know, it's a little bit here, a little bit there. You say hi, you jump on a call, you do a racket, and it's fun, it's great, but it's hard to replicate that kind of connection that you feel when you're talking face to face.
Definitely, yeah. Easy example for me would be with like Startup Week type events. I've attended those online, and it's like, okay, here's some tips someone learned from building their startup or whatever. And then we're done, right? And there's no human connection with it at all. Whereas when you're attending that person, maybe you chat with people sitting nearby, maybe you'd end up grabbing lunch with someone afterwards or something. And even if you didn't keep it going forever, there is at least definitely more energy coming out of that room on that day than it is from sitting in an online lecture, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's possible to have that connection or that increased in, you know, conversations and I guess intensity, but I would also say that a lot of events aren't very well designed for that either, and I hope that like post-pandemic we can like start really seeing events as part of communities. And even online events now, like when I attend online events now, either it's me that never like actually manages to connect with anyone, or everyone is, you know, feeling the same way as me. But it's like online conferences, you know, people might chat down the side, but it's actually very rare that the kind of conversations are taken further, at least from my experience. And then, like, right. You know, there's bigger conferences, I guess, like on platforms like Hopin. And, you know, there's loads of people attending, and you can see, like, the chat stream going by really quickly, but it's hard to like actually build community like that. Is it how are you supposed to connect with people when you're literally watching a talk or a recorded talk quite often, and there's this chat going down the side, and then the only way to connect is by perhaps, you know, messaging the person, but to find out who that person is actually takes a lot of legwork from
right.
An attendee's kind of perspective. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, I'm hoping that, like, event platforms start to think a bit more like communities, and I don't think they're quite there yet, most of them, at least.
So we've got just under a minute on the clock. I'm curious, there's this trend with SaaS startups buying or building communities. What do you think is the thing they should focus on most, or what do you think they tend to do wrong that they could do better with building a real community?
I think they tend to like think about their needs before the community needs. So they jump in with their own ideas rather than like taking their time and kind of listening to what the people want.
That makes sense. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Matthew.